Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Shane Dunn, the chief development officer of Petal Pups. And Petal Pup is a Minneapolis-based business spearheading the Bike Tavern experience. Following initial success with over 40 licensed locations, the brand just announced its formal franchise opportunity as it seeks to grow to 1,200 bikes by 2023. We're going to talk to Shane about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stonecoat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs a one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Shane Dunn, the chief development officer of Petal Pups. And Petal Pup is a Minneapolis-based business spearheading the Bike Tavern experience. Following initial success with over 40 licensed locations, the brand just announced its formal franchise opportunity, and it seeks to grow to 1,200 bikes by 2023. Hi, Shane. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Marty. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
This is my pleasure, Shane. I was blown away when I learned about your opportunity. I said, wow. I said, this is something really different. You know, we've been doing the show almost 12 years now. So I said, this is much different from a pizza concept or, you know, carpet cleaning. So I was really excited to have you on the show today. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Shane?
So we're located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that's our home office and also where I've been born and raised.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. You know, I'm sure you get the question all the time, don't you, Shane? Is what is Petal Pup? How do you typically describe it to someone?
Absolutely. And for those that don't know what it is, you know, typically the visual of the bike itself is where people always have that aha moment. Like,
yes.
Oh, I've seen that before. Okay. Oh, yeah,
yes.
I know what that is now. And it's that kind of that visual. But essentially, it's a 16-passenger bike. You've got kind of like a bar down the center, a driver in the middle, and it's essentially a moving tavern, if you will. And you put people and people are pedaling their bikes and enjoying some kind of a libation, and you're pedaling down the street moving a 2-ton vehicle.
It's fun, too. You know, I was watching the videos, on YouTube, Shane, you know, and you can see everyone having a fantastic time. You know, it's really a wonderful experience. Maybe you could walk us through, like, the Petal Pup experience. You know, how does the whole thing work?
Perfect. And that's exactly what, you know, when we think of Petal Pup, people – always ask, you know, how do you define it? Kind of what is it?
Yeah.
And I think at the heart of it, you know, it really fits well in the experiential tourism space. And yes. This is something that, you know, if we look at what's happening with kind of the millennials right now, it really is experiences over things. And so I think the positioning of Pedal Pub right now in this experiential tourism industry is just positioned so perfectly. And if we think of the experience, you know, really our tagline is gather and go. So the whole idea, the whole concept behind it is if you've got some kind of, and it could be a special event where it's a birthday party, a celebration, bachelorette, right. And bachelor parties are pretty huge. But any kind of special event or just something you want to go hang out with your friends and do something different, this is a great opportunity to pull together up to, 15 other people, and you basically have this two-hour tour. And you pull all your friends together, you meet at a meeting spot. Everyone gets on the bike, and then literally for 2 hours, you'll have a two-hour route. Let's use, downtown Minneapolis or any of the 50-plus cities that we're in, and right. Essentially you'll have this route, and this route will, you could interweave in the downtown area or the uptown area, the dinky town area, just anything that's going to be scenic and iconic to that particular city, that particular market. And the pilots and the drivers, almost like a sightseeing tour agent, will be able to walk you through and talk about, various aspects of that city. And then you'll stop usually, maybe three or probably at the most four different stops at could be a brewery or a distillery or a wine bar,
right.
Or even be a donut shop. You get off
wow.
the bike, you experience the food or have a drink, get back in the bike, you pedal a little further. Great way to experience the city and then also have, a tour operator kind of show you, the ins and outs of kind of what's in that area.
It's great. You don't have to worry so much about the location factor either, do you, Shane? I mean, we've interviewed, 500 plus different types of franchises on our show. And sometimes, location is an obstacle for some franchises, and you don't really have that problem, do you?
So, for us, I'll say it's definitely different than, so many different concepts that are out there. You talk about, restaurants, and there's so much stuff that's in the food space. And you think about the development, right? You think about trying to
right.
find a location, trying to get the right lease, and then trying to build it all out. And the year and a half that you spend to do that, millions of dollars you pour into the build out. Ours is very, very different. We can literally operate out of, a garage that has, a 10-foot door.
Right.
For us, a lot of our strategic partners are breweries. These large breweries have tons of extra space. They make great partners for us. These brewery operators, they already have the space, they have the built-in customer, the infrastructure. So space for us, and we're kind of defeating this limitation purpose now, but it really becomes maneuvering the bike. And when you think of like a hilly type of terrain, where if it's just people pedaling, getting up a large hill is, difficult, if not in some cases impossible. We have solved that, and we've actually created and developed over the last couple of years an electrical assist. And the electrical assist basically sits on the bike and kind of generates power as people are pedaling
right.
and can allow to get up hills and actually maneuver the bike with just one person. So you're right, we're not limited by geography, and it's very, very easy to move into, so many different markets.
Caught my attention, Shane, was, Pedal Pub recently switched from a license to the franchise model. So what does that mean for the brand today?
Okay, great. That's actually a great question. So the founders of Pedal Pub brought this concept and pioneered this industry here in the United States. It had been growing popularity in Amsterdam and the Netherlands.
Yes.
And about 10 years ago, our founders went over there, saw the bike, created a deal to be the exclusive distributors throughout all of North America. And we brought the first bike actually to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, as we expanded, the founders, really it was kind of like their passion, their hobby. They never really saw us as like, this kind of larger expansion. And as people started to, see the bike and inquire about the bike, it was probably a little easier to license it out
mm-hmm.
to be able to get them a bike as opposed to, go through the whole process of franchising at that time.
Right.
About a year ago, our private equity firm, Proprietors Capital Holdings, which is here in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
purchased the Pedal Pub company. And our whole intent was to turn this thing into a franchise system for many reasons. When the original license deal happened, the two things that went with it, obviously there was a royalty that came with it. There was
right.
a kind of an operating model. What didn't go with it in the licensing model was the brand. And so for us, we saw a huge opportunity because the missing component was leveraging that large scale and that one unified brand that could essentially, from a marketing, a PR, and advertising standpoint, really capture more of the mainstream as opposed to how it is now where it's very fragmented all throughout the country with, so many different names and operators. We refer to, the kind of the contraption, the vehicle, if you will, as a pedal pub. But, you know, we're essentially the, you know, kind of the Kleenex of the industry, if you will. And so we really saw the, you know, the value of that brand. And that's probably one of the biggest reasons why we wanted to franchise. You know, we saw the vision for what that brand could be if it was more unified.
That's terrific. What are Pedal Pub's development plans for the future, Shane? We were reading in the introduction that, I know you're looking to, like, I think like one of the goals is like, you know, 1,200 bikes by 2023, which is great. Is there like particular parts of the country that you know, you're looking for or any locations that you're opening in 2018?
So we have been working, you know, really, really hard for the last year that we've been involved. And the amount of reach that we have through our private equity group is pretty incredible, and the kind of the networks that we have built in. So a lot of the people that we've been communicating with, you know, hundreds of people throughout the last year, a lot of them really have this, you know, tremendous kind of business savvy and, you know, the financial wherewithal to launch businesses and launch multi-unit operations. And so that was really a primary focus for us, was to just kind of elevate. And that's the other thing the franchising model did for us, is it really elevated and opened the door to, you know, much savvier investors who are looking for opportunities that, you know, like back to the point earlier, that are outside of food and kind of outside of the norm that's out there. And this really becomes that. And so as we begin looking at our map and kind of our development plans, we're really focused in Canada right now, which we've launched our first location, the first Pedal Pub location in London, Ontario.
Wow.
And from that, it's just spread from coast to coast in Canada. We have a lot of exciting things that are happening up there, which we'll be releasing those announcements here really, really soon. Here in the States, the amount of leads that are coming in and that we're generating, it's kind of incredible. And so for us right now, the challenge isn't really about, hey, can we find leads and find potential operators for markets? I'm not kidding. It really is coming down to selecting the right operators for these markets, because we've got so many people in so many great cities that are about to launch. I can give you a couple of examples. Boston, Atlanta are two really, really large markets that will be on the radar here very, very soon, and dozens of other ones. So for us, it's really about selecting, you know, the right partners, the right fit for what we're doing and how we want to grow. So that really becomes our biggest challenge, which I think is kind of a great challenge to have.
It is, yeah. And what do you look for, Shane? Like, you know, you were mentioning, you know, the right operators. I mean, are there any, like, particular types of characteristics or traits that you look for, will be looking for in your new franchisees that come aboard?
Really comes down, obviously, to the individual. I think that becomes first and foremost. We're working on a couple of master deals that are outside of this country, and we were on a conference call earlier this morning with one of them. And the thing that really came across on that call, and I think what I look for first and foremost, is the energy and the passion behind what we're doing in the industry that we're serving. That is like first and foremost, because this can't just be an investment play. I want to put some money in and get a return. There's got to be some passion behind this, you know, experiential, you know, tourism industry, and I almost call it a movement because it really, really is. And if that can be kind of the focal point first, then we start going into, okay, the financial savvy, then we start going into the capabilities of actually being able to deploy the operation. And then for us, more than just deploying it, is there the ability to open up and expand other markets? Because once you figure it out, we've got the support in the background to be able to help and maneuver to open up multiple markets. And that's, I think, those three components together, leading with the passion behind what we're doing, I think is what we're looking for in that ideal candidate.
What does the training consist of, Shane? I mean, how does that work? I mean, do your new franchisees, I mean, do they come out then to a corporate? Is that how it works? And, you know, and what goes on in training?
Great question. So we have launched what we call Pedal Pub University. And Pedal Pub University, our first session is being hosted in Nashville this month. So July 24th through the 28th is our first week-long training session. And it's being hosted in Nashville. A lot of people who recognize the brand and this industry first see it and have heard of Nashville. Nashville, just by sheer volume of tours and its operational capabilities, is the largest party bike operation in the world. Fortunately for us, they're a big part of our company, part of what we do. And so our training is down there. And it's like, you know, if you're going to be trained in this industry to see the operation in Nashville, to see the maturity of where they've taken their brand, they've got a tremendous storefront, an awesome building that has merchandise, just phenomenal check-ins, guest services and experience. And it's just an amazing venue to be part of. I think to learn from their entire staff and from their entire team, who put together a curriculum that is literally A to Z of what this business is. My comments for people who are coming, we're overmaxed. We can't even take on any more people to our training this month because we're over capacity. But my statement is, by the time you leave, you're going to be starting this business and your operation with our back-end support, not as though it's day one, year one, but like it's day one, year three. And that's what I really feel, how much effort, 10 years of experience, and then working with, the largest party bike operation in the world and their staff and their team, there's a lot of information that we can transfer.
That's terrific. I imagine social media plays a very big part in, your business model as well. What I mean is, a lot of people taking pictures and then posting them on Facebook, Shane. I imagine social media is a wonderful tool for you guys as well, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Nashville recently, and we took a whole new group out, did kind of like almost like a little mini discovery day, and we took them out to show them kind of Nashville. And when you're on the pedal pubs and rolling, down Broadway and through the streets of Nashville, you almost get this like celebrity feeling. Not only is everyone on the bike, have their phones out and taking pictures and Snapchatting and sending out tweets and posting things to Instagram like crazy, but everybody on the street is like, jaws are dropped. Like, what on earth is that?
Right.
And they got their phones out. They're taking pictures. They're running up and high-fiving. So the amount of, pound pedal pubs that are out there, it's just awesome. And the more bikes we keep putting out on the roads and the more territories we keep opening up, the more amazing interviews we get to do with, syndicates like what you guys have built, it just really spreads the word, makes this industry more mainstream. And then, of course, the social just picks it up like crazy.
It's a moving billboard too, isn't it, Shane? That's what I was thinking. For all the people on the street, I mean, it's a moving billboard, isn't it? I mean, it's just like thousands of people every single day because you're in those a lot of times high traffic areas, and it's really a moving billboard, So I just saw all the wonderful opportunities, of your business model. What's a if there is anyway a typical day like for a pedal pub franchisee, Shane?
Sure, and again, just that's another great question. So depending on which markets we look at, obviously, the weekends, the kind of Thursday through Sunday are really going to be the high traffic areas. That's where, you've got tourists coming in, tourists coming out, your bikes are full, you're maneuvering. So you're doing a lot of like the actual operations of the business during, kind of those peak periods. Now, we've got a lot of programs that we're working on with Fortune 500 companies and all the different events that they do across the country to fill up kind of those Monday through Thursdays as well. But typically Monday through Thursday is the time that the operator is really beginning to and working with all the different businesses that are part of the city and part of kind of their routes and their part of their tour program. So really engaging with the various breweries and the distilleries, the restaurants. This is when you're really interacting with your, local visitor bureaus, your convention bureaus. You're figuring out what tours and what events are coming into town. You're beginning to plan all the things, you might have a great beer festival that's coming in town in a couple of months, and you want to have the bike presented there at the beer festival. So you're really planning out all these events. It becomes so promotional, and it's like, the entertainment industry, like the craft beer owners and, the festival owners, those are the people that we get to interact with on a daily basis. And these people are promoting fun. They're promoting experience. And I think that's why I said that, the leading thing in a candidate is, enjoying that part of the experience side of things, because that's who you're interacting with and dealing with every single day. You're interacting with people who built their businesses off of, the experience. And they've built their business off of, the culture of the city. And that's what we're interacting with. And so to really tie in and to really build those relationships is probably the most important thing you can do even before the day that you launch your first tour.
So what's next for Pedal Pub then, Shane? I mean, if, looking into a crystal ball.
Sure. There's actually a lot of things. We went through a full major rebrand. That whole rebrand obviously comes with, deploying all kinds of new materials from an online and digital standpoint. So that entire initiative is underway. We've locked in a ton of new, just tremendous vendors that, we've been able to pull together based on economies of scale, deals and relationships that, it is absolutely impossible for an independent to be able to go out and try to cut the same deals with a lot of the manufacturers and vendors that we've put together. So that's what we've been really, really working on, is putting those things together. As we begin looking forward, you know, and we begin adding more and more and more locations, it really becomes making this experience more mainstream. And so that,
right.
You know, if I look into a crystal ball, that is what this really becomes. Not that this thing is so mainstream or so institutionalized that, you know, you go to, you know, California, then you go to Minnesota and, you know, everything's exactly the same. Because
right,
every
right.
city's going to have its own unique
that's
flair,
true.
Its own unique thing. That's the beauty of the tourism and the experiential side of it.
Yeah.
But the experience from how you check in to when you exit that bike and, you know, how you're communicated with afterwards, that experience should feel the same for the customer. So now you've got this customer who experienced it in California and then can go to Philadelphia and experience it, can go to Boston or can go to Nashville. Their experience should feel the same, but what they took from it based on the city culture, the part that should be unique. That's the biggest thing that we're working on.
Yeah, that makes you make quite a point. And because a lot of times we do talk about, you know, like, I mean, we'll use like McDonald's as an example, saying, you know, whether you go to a McDonald's in Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine, you know, it's the same experience. But with yours, the experience is the same, but it's different at the same time, isn't it? Which is really the beauty, you know, of franchising this type of model. It really is very clever, isn't it?
I don't know if you can tell, but you know, the excitement and the energy, you know,
yeah.
my voice is it's this thing in this movement in this company. It's not hard in the mornings to jump out of bed. It's not hard to, you know, completely lose myself, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm still going. And it's like
yeah.
a lose track of time kind of thing because of what's being built and the excitement behind it. And energy and excitement is very contagious. And
mm-hmm.
with all the people that I work with and all the new people that we engage with, it's like it's just a new shot of energy. Like every single time I've been on, you know, three different conference calls this morning, and each conference call that I've been on is with, you know, either brand new franchisees coming on or new potential that we're working on. And the amount of energy they're throwing my way fires me up even more.
It's a fun business as you're describing it, Shane. You know, I mean, we have a lot of different types of franchises on our show. You know, we'll have transmission franchises and carpet cleaning franchises, but this is, you know, is different in the sense that, you know, you really do get to provide a fun experience for your customers. And I imagine, you know, your franchisees feel the same way. And, you know, to get to be part of that, I think is a wonderful experience. What's the best way for our listeners, Shane, that they can get more information on Pedal Pub? I mean, as far as the service goes and even the franchise, of course, itself, are there any websites that you would like them to go to check it out?
Of course. PedalPubPartyBikes.com. So PedalPubPartyBikes.com is more of the opportunity site. There are some things that will be changing going forward, but that site will be able to get them to all the details and information about franchising, and then we'll ultimately get them in contact, back to back with myself and our development team.
That's fantastic. Well, I love this concept, and I'm glad I finally got to have you on the show because I've been studying the model for a week now, you know, and I said, this is really clever, and it's interesting for me to be able to interview someone like yourself that has such passion in the business model. You know, I can hear it, as you said, in your voice, you know, and I think it's exciting, and I'd already like to invite you back as Pedal Pub continues to grow because I think it's going to be an interesting future for you guys.
Oh, that'd be great. I absolutely appreciate, bringing us on and thank you for sharing the enthusiasm, about what we're doing.
This has been my pleasure, Shane. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now, here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Well, one of the shows I strongly recommend listening to if you're an aspiring entrepreneur is Stop Riding the Pine. And the show is hosted by Jamie Jay, and Jamie is an amazing interviewer. He speaks with entrepreneurs on a variety of topics, and I had the pleasure of appearing on Stop Riding the Pine, and one of the topics that Jamie and I were focusing on were key elements to successful franchising. So this particular clip of Great Quote in Franchising, we're going to call this There's No Creativity in Franchising, and we're going to explain why. What do I want this franchise to do for me? You know, why are you considering getting into franchising? Because, you know, a lot of times people that get into franchising, Jamie, I think probably should not get into franchising. They'll go into it for the wrong reasons. Well, they'll see the success of one franchise and they'll say, God, I wish I owned one of these. But
right.
That doesn't mean that they should necessarily buy into a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. And sometimes they go into the wrong franchise opportunity. So they might be suited for a franchise, but they're getting into the wrong franchise, you know? So I think you really have to be open, you mm-hmm. know, to all the different categories that are out there. Again, going deep within yourself and asking yourself, what do I want this franchise to do for me? If you don't want to work on weekends, you know, then you know, don't get into, you know, one of these like children franchises where they're real busy on Saturdays or Sundays, you know. So you have to say, you know, what do I want it to do for me? You know, and you ask yourself those deep rooted questions.
Perfect. I think that's huge. It's very important for people to not jump into something.
Absolutely, because it's expensive too, Jamie. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you're signing a 10-year contract, you know, which mm-hmm. is 10 years of your life. You know, it's a long time, isn't it? I mean, it's
oh my gosh.
Like, I won't compare it to the sanctity of marriage, you know, but
right.
sometimes it goes further than that, you know. I mean, having that 10-year commitment, you know, so it is a very big commitment financially. It's a big commitment. I think you have to have the support from your family, you know, whether it's your wife and your children, because the first year, typically from what I've learned in doing this show such a long time now, is it takes a long time to get it off the ground, even if it is a Subway franchise or, you know, a very recognizable brand name, you're still going to be putting a lot of work into it, you know, so
right.
you might be missing that time from your family. And you know, sometimes people get into franchising for the wrong reasons as well. Maybe they'll have a bad day at work, you know, and they say, oh, I hate my boss, you know,
I'm out of here.
I want to be my own boss, you know, and, you know, again, franchising may not be the best alternative for that type of person. You know, there's so many different types of levels of entrepreneurship. You know, franchising is just one. I mean, you could just
initially start your own business where you get to be the creator. You know, there's no, I hate to say this, but there's no creativity in franchising sometimes. You know, I mean, you have to follow somebody else's creation, and that's okay for some people. You know, for me, it wouldn't be, you know, and I'm assuming in getting to know you over time, you know, you might have trouble with that as well, because again, you like to create, you know.
I couldn't get outside of the structure, but I understand why that would be a good thing, because
exactly,
okay, they've been there, they've done that. You won't make the same mistakes that the original franchisor made, because they found the solutions along the way, and that's part of the attraction for franchise.
Exactly. I published, it sounds like I'm bragging, Jamie, but I just got one of a paper published in.
You deserve it.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Jamie J of Stop Riding the Pine, all you have to do is go to stopridingthepine.com, and you can hear the whole podcast. And lastly, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine that we've been doing it now 10 years ago. It was one of the things I was talking about with Jamie on the show, is the longevity of the show. Is, you know, what started out to be a one-month project turned out to be 10 years. So I just want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast and making it such a success. So thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.